Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 14th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Coinbase in your face, broad crypto rally, and ARK sees a broad bull. Leading today's news, the market is anticipating a direct listing, not technically an IPO, of Coinbase today as cryptocurrencies continue to gain traction. Bitcoin rising 5% is approaching $65,000, while Ethereum is up 10%, nearing $2,400. NASDAQ and Goldman Sachs set a reference price of $250 per share for Coinbase's direct listing. That puts the valuation of Coinbase at $66.5 billion. Coin wrote in a news release that as of Monday, it had 130.7 million Class A shares and 68.5 million Class B ones outstanding, or 261.3 million in total when shares are measured on a fully diluted basis. The company wrote that the 261.3 million figure includes all Class A and B shares, plus all outstanding stock options and restricted stock units. The number only excludes shares reserved for future issuance under Coinbase's equity compensation plans, as well as stocks set aside for Coin's Pledge 1% charitable commitment. Today's listing is a milestone, but it's not as important as every new day in front of us, CEO and co-founder Brian Armstrong writes in a blog today. Coinbase has an ambitious mission: to increase economic freedom in the world. Everyone deserves access to financial services that can help them build a better life for themselves and their families. We have a lot of hard work to do to make this a reality. Bubble worries. Bank of America's latest fund manager survey indicates an overwhelming contention that Bitcoin is in a bubble. 74% of those surveyed say the crypto is now in a bubble, compared with just 7% who see equities in a bubble. Most think stocks are in a late-stage bull market. Bitcoin was considered the second most crowded trade behind long tech, according to respondents. But how Coinbase trades could be a big indication not just of Wall Street's acceptance of crypto, but of broader market sentiment. Morgan Stanley says the underperformance in IPOs and SPACs is a signal that the excessive liquidity provided by the Fed is finally being overwhelmed by supply. My experience is that when new issues underperform this much, it's generally a leading indicator that equity markets will struggle more broadly, chief equity strategist Michael Wilson writes. When combined with the fact that leverage in the system is very high, it could spell more trouble for riskier, more speculative investments. But DataTrek research contends that the interest in cryptos could be problematic to the broader market. Crypto, NFTs, SPACs, and recent IPOs can do well without the S&P seeing any benefit, since correlations typically remain low during the middle part of an economic recovery. In fact, capital may leave U.S. stock indices looking for greener pastures elsewhere. Digging into the Coinbase listing, Coinbase will start trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol COIN, either right when markets open at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time or sometime thereafter. Certain pre-IPO investors will make as many as 114.85 million shares available to the public. Coinbase operates a popular trading platform for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. It also offers services like hosting crypto buyers' digital wallets, which store their holdings. Many see the company's go-public move as a coming-of-age moment for the crypto industry. Rather than hiring financial firms to underwrite the IPO and line up institutional investors and wealthy individuals to buy the stock, some of Coin's major shareholders will simply offer their shares for sale to anyone via the NASDAQ. That will give small investors a chance to buy shares under the same terms as large players will get, but also makes it hard to estimate what Coinbase stock should be worth. In other news, the more alt the coin, the bigger the rally, with Dogecoin up 79% and above 9 cents for the first time, and Ripple continuing its remarkable run up 11%. Coinbase has a long list of cryptos available for trade, but Dogecoin and Ripple aren't among them. Ripple used to be available, but was pulled over regulatory concerns. Kathy Wood, CIO and CEO of ARK Invest, in a market outlook webinar put out Tuesday, mentioned how she believes the bull market is broadening out and that it's a good sign for innovation. In reference to the fact that growth strategies have recently been hurting, Kathy Wood mentioned, "We do not believe what is going on now is unhealthy. In fact, quite the opposite. The bull market is broadening out. It is becoming stronger. This is good news. There has been a clear rotation into value and away from growth with the recent rising of yields. The question now becomes, will inflation rise and for how long?" In the webinar, Kathy Wood stated that she believes May and June are when we should see peak inflation levels. With that being said, ARK understands that there is an apparent rush into value-related areas such as financials, cyclicals, and energy. However, financials and energy are the two areas that are set to be most affected by innovation, according to ARK. Kathy Wood said, "I think there's a minefield out there in many of the value spaces because of innovation, and we believe financials and energy are likely to be two of the most disruptive spaces or sectors in the market thanks to innovation." Credit Suisse today sold 19 million of the company's Class A shares and 22 million Class C shares. According to Bloomberg, the 19 million Class A shares were offered at $38.40 to $39.60, a maximum discount of 1.9% to Tuesday's closing price, and the 22 million Class C shares were offered at $32.35 to $33.75, a maximum discount of 3%. Palantir shares closed up 8.9% Tuesday as the company prepares for its DoubleClick demo event, which kicks off at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The event, the first in a series of DoubleClick demos, will focus on the use of Palantir's Foundry software in the life sciences and industrials verticals. Palantir customers in those verticals include Merck, 3M, PG&E, and the NHS. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.